The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Stephanie.
Good morning.
She is the Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director, part city, part chamber, and always looking for ways to promote the town and bring people in for some great activities. Thanks
Correct.
For being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And one of those great activities coming up this Saturday, I understand. It's going to be a super, S-O-U-P-E-R, Saturday.
Yeah, this is the 20th year that we're going to be doing our Super Saturday event, which is soup tasting around town. So we have 14 entries right now for it. So you can come on over and sample 14 different flavors of soup.
And you get to judge the soups, as I understand it, and
yes.
There will then be a winner chosen by popular demand of all the people who participate.
Exactly, yes. So anyone who comes over, you start at the Visitor Center.
Which is?
South of the Light, next to the Murphy Museum.
There's and there'll probably be all kinds of activity going on.
Right, and there's a sign out front that says Visitor Center. So you come on in and you purchase a ballot and your sticker for $3.
One ballot per person.
One ballot per person.
Because, you know, you can't get one ballot and get three samples for you and the kids with you. And it's like you have to, it's a promotion. It's a fundraiser. And that's the whole point.
Right. And it's $3. So we try to keep the price, you know, low so that families can afford to come and enjoy it.
Of a 14 soups, that's a cheap meal.
Correct. So then on the back of your ballot is a map of where all the different soups are located because they are at the Merchants downtown, throughout downtown. So
most of them are in Merchants right now.
Yes.
I understand.
Yes.
You go to the business and they will have a table or something with soup.
Correct. We do have three entries that do not have downtown businesses, so they will be at the library. So if you just go in the doors of the library, out in their entry there will be some tables set up with soup samples there, too.
You don't have any fighting when you get three of them that close?
They each get their own area. So no.
Slicking oyster crackers at each other, you know, or something?
Not that I know of, but, you know, I guess what I don't know is probably a good thing.
Sometimes that is. And the 14, and there's people think of soup, they think of one thing, but there's a wide variety of soups out there. And people are pulling out all the stops to bring you something special that's going to get them the bragging rights.
They've gotten very good at being creative. They try all different things.
I can get creative in the kitchen, whether you can eat it or not. These people are better than I in that regard.
They are. I mean, soups are great. I've yet to taste a bad one. So they come in and just try their best and make something unique and interesting. I mean, you'll have things that you can't even imagine that will be there, but it's a lot of fun.
And do people need to bring like maybe bottled water with them or something to clear their throat afterwards, or is that going to be available?
They're welcome to bring water with them if they want, because it is going to take a little time to go sample all the soups, so sure.
And you don't need to be walking town going.
Of course, we do have businesses in town that, you know, would be happy to sell you a beverage as well, so.
And when does this all happen? What times?
It runs from 11 a.m. on Saturday morning until 2 p.m.
So there's a three-hour window there.
Three-hour window to purchase your ballot, and then all your ballots have to be turned back into the Visitor Center by 2:30 for counting and tailing the votes. And then we also draw one of those ballots to win a soup basket.
Does the person need to hang around for that, or do you put your address on the back of the ballot or a phone number? So
your phone number and email is asked for on the ballot so that then we can contact you.
Okay. And what basically you get with a super bowl?
Well, there'll be a soup pot, you know, and then different ingredients for making a soup and kind of thing. Sometimes there's soup bowls. It just kind of depends on what they put together for the year.
It'll get you started, and maybe next year you'll be one of the 14.
That would be great. That would be great.
And some of these people are very protective of their recipes, so to speak.
Right. Some will not share their recipes. Some will if you're asked. So
I mean, you may take a sample and go, is there this in there? And they might say, yeah, they won't tell you how much and what else is in there, but you're not going to get the full recipe out of them.
Not most of them. And some of them may not know how much of what ingredients they put in. They make it according to taste.
Oh, the pinch of this.
Exactly.
And sprinkle of that. And my fingers aren't as big as yours, so the sprinkle will be different.
So.
Okay. And you say you got 14 entries, so that means you're going to be pretty much full when you get done with going around to all of them, because you just don't get a teaspoon of this.
No, we use 2-ounce cups, and so there'll be an ounce to maybe an ounce and a half in a cup. So you're going to have at least 14 ounces of soup that you're going to get to sample.
Close to a pound.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a lot of soup. But you will be walking it off somewhat.
Yeah, you get to do a nice little stroll a couple blocks in Harbor Beach, so.
And a lot of the businesses are going to be open anyway, so while you're wandering about, you might spot something you like. That's all part of trying to get people into town.
Well, sure. And if you know, even if the business isn't participating in this event, I mean, they might be open. And if you have not been in their place of business, you might want to pop your head in and see what they have. I mean,
because a lot of people don't realize, you know, that, you know, the big stores always have what everybody has. Littler stores have the stuff nobody has.
Those unique little items that you're like, oh, that is so neat.
That they know the local
right.
community would like. That
right.
They know that the people that come in are looking for. And it's not just a huge buy and trucks roll across the country. They pick and choose because their space is limited too. And they want to make sure they have the best
correct.
Of what people want.
Right. Absolutely. So, and our merchants, you know, that are open, they look forward to seeing people and talking to you and seeing where you're from. And they may even ask what kind of product you would like to see in their store, you know, and get some ideas of things that they need to add.
And sometimes when you see the name of the store and you go in there, you find there's a whole lot more to it than, you know, just a drugstore. There's a whole lot of other things going on in there.
Oh,
and other things. You know what I
mean? Absolutely.
Because of this small town vibe that we have.
Right. You know, like our flower shop also has an old-fashioned candy counter.
Oh.
The drugstore has Harbor Beach merchandise, lighthouse merchandise, scrapbooking stuff, all kinds of things. You know, the True Value Hardware has, you know, your bird feeders and yard decorations, you know, paint, and of course all your hardware items, but other things that go along with it. So they all have different things to offer.
And that's what you have to do in a small town, because you don't have a whole large space where every individual thing can be in a store building.
You right. Kinda,
and many of the locals learn which store has what.
So this gives, you know, even outsiders an opportunity to come in and see what's all there.
Do you find, because you ask people their phone numbers and such, do you find that you get a wide selection of people coming into town for this? A lot of people like me might think that, you know, when you're doing this in the first day of February, you're gearing it more towards the locals in town, but because you don't know what the weather's going to be like, for one thing.
Right.
But I mean, you're getting people that come up just for this.
Absolutely. We actually have some that are followers of our tasting events that come to all of our tastings. You know, they'll be from Detroit, you know, Port Huron, you know, all across the Thumb, Bay City. It just depends on if they're able to make it or not, of course. But no, we have people coming from all over. It's a great event for that.
And that's a fine way to make sure that when we do have vacation time, that's the area they want to go to.
Exactly. So.
And that's how all this promotion and
that's right.
Stuff just kind
yeah,
of goes together.
It all goes along. And
and the winners, what do the soup winners get? Just a bragging right? Is there a little plaque or something that goes around that says, "We are the winners for 2020.
The winner does get a trophy.
There you go.
A soup trophy, and they get $75 Harbor Beach bucks that they can spend at different merchants in Harbor Beach. It's like kind of play money type money.
It's hard money
that you can turn in and buy things with. And then second gets $50, and third place gets $25.
And is this a trophy that they get
traveling? It's a traveling trophy.
So it's there. They get a notch down there that you're 2020.
Yes.
And 2021 is going to get it next year. So you've got to start stirring the pot to see what you're going
right.
to do next
right.
year to try and keep it.
It's kind of fun to walk into a business and see one of the trophies sitting there for that. You know, they're the holder for the year. So
do you find that you in a small town you must get a lot of repeat people coming.
Yes.
Doing it. Do you find that they change up the recipes quite often? They're not just every year we have you know, white soup. And yeah,
oh, no.
They
change it up. Some of them actually keep a list so they don't make the same thing. So, yeah, no, it's they change it all the time. So, yeah, well, you know, even if you do chicken noodle, they might do a different twist on it. So,
different kind of noodle, different kind of chicken, different whatever else goes into chicken soup, veggies.
Yeah, so yeah, I think last year we only had one chicken noodle. All the rest were different.
Is it generally good for the kids, too? I mean, there's nothing hot or...
Not typically, no.
Some foods, you know, kids like chicken noodle soup. They like, you know, the basic kind of stuff.
Right.
Sometimes they get a little, you get that scrunchy face going, you know, and they, what is this? Well, I don't know. Because they don't even bother tasting it to find out how good it is.
Well, we do have a lot of kids that come through, you know, it's a family event, so they do bring their kids and they try it. And usually the merchants, if it is a hot soup, you know, they'll say, hey, this one's a little warm, so... You know, just
a
notice,
bit and
right?
See if you like it or not,
right? And if you know, and if you're really concerned, you know, ask before you sample them. But no, the soups don't typically get too hot.
And I assume if people have allergies, you better ask the people if this ingredient's in it. I mean, it's up to you, you know, because these aren't, you know, prepackaged stuff.
They are all homemade.
Could be a little peanut in it. There could be a little whatever else you might be allergic to.
Right.
So make sure. Because you want it to be a good event. You want everybody to enjoy it and have great memories going home.
Absolutely.
And feeling full all the way home. So I assume after the 20th, the big 20, you're already going to be starting planning for 2021.
I'm sure.
If they're coming up, they're expecting you to do this. Is it always the first Saturday in February, or do you try to coordinate this so you don't bump into anything else?
We do make sure we don't bump into something else, but the last few years have been the first Saturday. Before that, it was the second Saturday, but then that was running into President's Weekend some years, so which is kind of hard for some families.
Closer to the first of the month
than the first, and you know, and Super Bowl is the second, so it goes along with Super Bowl.
And eat the soup there, you know it's not the groundhog.
That's right.
Next day. Because nobody's going to take that out for groundhogs. All right. So you follow it around town, and you enjoy the soups, and turn in the ballot, and cross your fingers on winning the pot.
Yes.
Terrific.
And have some fun while you're doing it.
See the town, and it's a good time to see the town, because it's just the crowds for this. It isn't
right.
Full summer.
Right.
Blowout.
Everyone's there for the same reason.
And so far, traffic isn't going to be, you know, I mean, getting around isn't a problem with snow and
right.
ice and everything else.
Right.
Because it sounds like through the event, it's just going to be pretty much cloudy each day. So
yes.
No problem getting there. No problem going around town and see how things look in the winter months.
Right. I put in a request for sunshine, but I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Do you have that kind of pull?
No.
Oh.
I keep trying, though.
Who do you contact? Mother Nature? Because it's not nice to fool. So anyway, this is coming up this weekend, and all you have to do is show up between 11 and 2 and get there early, so you make sure everybody doesn't run out. You told me before the show that they do about 3 gallons, so they're trying to make sure there's enough to go the full time, so they don't get to the end and the last hour nobody can vote for them because they ran out of soup.
Right, exactly. It doesn't do them any good to run out, because then, as you said, no one can taste it and vote for them. And we want everyone to have a good experience when they come.
Yeah, terrific. But that's not all that happens in Harbor Beach during the course of a year. You had mentioned that this is one of your tasting events. You have several through the year.
We do. We have 3 different tasting events. The next one is Labor Day weekend. So we go all the way to September for the next one, which is a salsa tasting.
So that's just a little warm when the weather's starting to cool.
Right. So, and then we have our chili cook-off 2 weeks later. So they're only 2 weeks apart, those two. But, of course, the 19th is the chili tasting, along with our Harvest Festival and the car giveaway.
Our car
giveaway? Yeah, your car giveaway.
I feel like we're getting promoted here. And these run pretty much similar to this event where there's a map, you buy your ballot, and you go around town and you taste the salsas or the chilies, and the chili ones also have pies. So you also have that to go through, if I remember from the fall of last year.
Yep, well, pies and desserts for that one.
So you get the hot stuff, and then you get the sweet stuff.
Yeah. How can you go wrong?
Yeah. I haven't been going wrong for years, and it's showing every time I have to buy new clothes and go a size bigger. But what would then be the next thing coming up? Because it is the winter, and you know, people are south for a lot of this, and you probably aren't quite as, one a month type of thing. So when would the next event really start coming out?
Well, the next event for the city-wise would be our fishing tournaments that start in May.
Okay.
We do have a German dinner coming up the end of February, which the Zion School puts on as a fundraiser for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, and of course, we have our Easter egg hunt. Our Easter egg hunt, and you can have breakfast with the Easter Bunny. And that's the Saturday, like Palm Sunday weekend, the Saturday before Easter, not Easter weekend.
So. Did you get, like, freaked that you're using eggs for breakfast? You're using eggs.
So that's always a fun time for the kids that morning.
And you also have a pheasant hunt at the hospital?
Yes, that's a hospital fundraiser for the foundation. Anyone who likes to hunt, or especially likes pheasant, you can do the pheasant hunt at the Rooster Ranch.
And it's a game ranch, so they have some.
Yes.
It's not like trying to go out in the fields here and hoping you can find some, because I remember when I was young and my dad was there, were all over the place, and he could hunt and come back with a whole,
thing full. Right. It's not like that anymore.
We've got too many things creeping in, like we got all the birds of prey back. We got all there's other things that came back that allowed for it, but they will be sure to have some pheasants.
Yes,
and it's a fundraiser for the hospital foundation, right, which helps the hospital with thing projects and things they need.
Right.
Inside.
Yeah, I think I believe that they have 9 birds that are liberated per person. So there's going to be 9 birds out there for you to go get for sure. So, and they do some other things that day as well, and then they do have meals too that are provided along with it.
Terrific. And you said your fishing tournament's May 2nd. Is that
that's
been
around
a while?
That one, this is the 14th annual for the Candacan fishing tournament. It's our largest fishing tournament we have. It's very well attended, and the group that puts it on, they do a fantastic job with it and coordinating everything and bringing in the fishermen and getting sponsors.
They had like a meeting Friday night, and
yes,
it all kind of kicks off on Saturday morning, and they all cross their fingers and we've gotten that good weather for them, and they head out.
Right.
To sea.
Yes, the captain's meeting is Friday evening, and then Saturday morning is the tournament. So, and they're out at break of day.
And you can go on the web Candacan fishing tournament, and you can get details
on
that.
Sure,
if you're interested,
absolutely.
In participating, it's all out there. Everything's on the internet now.
Yeah.
And you did have been getting a good turnout for that. They seem very pleased with how many people show up.
Yes. Yeah. It's big. The marina does a fantastic job holding the boats and getting everyone in the water and off.
You have a nice sheltered harbor,
Yes.
You don't have to worry if Friday wasn't great and Saturday is good. They can get into the harbor. They're safe for the night.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
So. And then we do have also our veterans fishing tournament, which we have local boaters who volunteer to captain a boat to take veterans out to fish for a day. So that's a nice thing that they do for our veterans.
And again, you seem to get a pretty good turnout for that, from what I remember. From
They're usually looking for more captains and more boats.
There is a capacity limit, and you can't have 18 people off fishing off the back of the boat
and
without lines getting snagged and people getting frustrated.
So the veterans have a really nice time, and they get fed lunch when they come back in, and they get their fish cleaned for them and that kind of stuff. So it's a good day for all the veterans.
Very good. And you got the Harbor Beach Game Show coming up. We went that with our good buddy Clark, who
Yeah.
does the games for us here on WLAW. So.
Right. Yep. I know he's planning some a fun evening of activities and games for the game show on May 9th.
I know it's at the theater.
At the theater in Harbor Beach. Tickets will be going on sale ahead of time online. And
in fact, he does most of his sales now online because
yes,
they tend to sell out, and it's just
they do.
Much easier than having to turn people away at the door.
Right.
It's just too many.
Right. And he did last year. He was sold out before the event. So that's the plan again for this year. So, and we like that. Hey, we're glad people enjoy coming, and him and his crew do a fantastic job with that event.
And a lot of money that he raises is used in town. I know they did the portable stage that they
mm-hmm.
worked on.
Yes.
And he's done other things, you know, with the money to help the community. So
right, and some of it goes to Maritime Festival, that kind of thing.
Keeps those things flying, too.
Exactly.
Okay. And you have citywide garage sales coming up Memorial Weekend. And how many garages do you sell?
Well, I'm not sure how many garages they actually sell,
You're the town without garages. You ain't having garage sales.
We typically have well over 40, between 40 and 50 sales that are registered on our list. We do put together a map when the sales register, mm-hmm. So that people know where all the sales are at. And then, of course, there's others that don't get registered in time, so they're not on the map. So there's a great amount of garage sales that weekend.
I hope I'm not speaking out of turn in this, but I believe the city allows you to do this without making it one of your per-year sales that you can
correct.
Have. They try to limit people from having garage sales every weekend.
Right.
This one is a pass-through, and they just hope you'll register it so that it can get on the map.
Exactly, yes. The permit fee is waived, you know, and that's you're exactly correct that we just want to know you're having a sale so we can put it on the map for you so people know to come and stop by.
And you'll tell them it starts at 8 and they'll be there at 6 saying, can we look at it early? I've seen these garage sale people. They want to get the good stuff before everybody else gets there.
Yeah. And then on the map, we do put which days the sales are open as well, because some will be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Some might be open all weekend. You know, it just kind of depends on what works for the individual.
Is the map online or is the map something you have to come into town?
The map will be on the Chamber Facebook page, mm-hmm. and there'll also be printed maps at different locations around town.
Plan your excursion.
Yes.
Excellent. And that's a big day, wide all over, so it's good to have it organized.
Yes, yes. I mean, people seem to enjoy it. We get great response from it, so we continue to do it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But that's not all that's going on Memorial Day weekend.
No, and then we do have our Memorial Day parade on Monday morning. Begins at 10 o'clock, and that's downtown.
It runs, if I remember in the past, it runs down 142 to the main light, then it heads south, gets past the hospital so the people in the hospital can see it, and then down Trescott Street it ends.
It actually goes the other way around.
It goes the other way
the
around
the opposite
now?
Way, and ends at Memorial Park, which is right by, just north of the theater.
Oh, okay.
So it ends at Memorial Park, and where they'll have a service there. Mm-hmm. And then add it to the day this year, the city is doing a dedication of our new Veterans Park. They are creating a Veterans Park in town.
And where might that be?
That is going to be down on what is currently Water Street. There's a big flower garden on Water Street.
And down. Where would Water Street be?
Is like south, or not south, east. Water Street.
Towards the lake.
Yep, towards the lake. It's the street between the lake and 25.
Okay.
And it only goes for like two blocks.
It'd be like behind the bank and all of that stuff.
Right, just to the south of there.
And
yep.
All that stuff so that it's easily accessible.
Right. It's along the current walking path that we have. So it's right there. There's a big flower garden that is currently there, and they're turning that into the Veterans Park. We're going to be adding some signs for those that have passed as veterans in the past.
And when you say signs, are we talking?
We are talking the interactive signs that we have as our historic walking trail through town. They're big, 4x2 signs? So they're quite large signs. But
they're changeable if you wanted to do something to change them up?
They will stay.
Kind of permanent?
They are permanent. They are on pedestals in the ground.
Like you have in front of Lincoln Park
yes.
on the walkway.
Yes.
If Yep. Seen those, they'll be like that.
Right. And okay. So those that have been killed in action are going to each have a sign there. The families have been working on that material and what they want portrayed, as well as what their history in the service had was at the time.
Is it done by conflict or by just when you get them? Or?
You know, I'm not sure. We're currently in the process of getting them produced, so I'm not sure how the American Legion and VFW will decide to put them out, in what order they will be there, but that's where they will be. And then I believe they're also planning to change the name of Water Street to Veterans Boulevard.
Oh.
So we're kind of making a whole honor of our veterans and what they do for us.
Map makers happy. I'd like to change it to Veterans Boulevard.
So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a big thing for the city. And just to be able to have this opportunity to honor our veterans is going to be fantastic.
Now, is the dedication right after the service, or is that a little later in the day and you have lunch or something, then you go to the service, or has that not all been worked out?
The details haven't been worked out. I know the last time we did a dedication after the service, it was pretty much afterwards. So
already got the roads blocked off and you've got the people.
The people are there,
the street,
right.
So it's just as easy to herd them.
You know, I'm assuming, you know, so the parade starts at 10, so... probably 11-ish is when that will be, but those details will be forthcoming for sure.
But be there for the parade, because parking will be at a premium because everybody will be there, and it's more difficult to get down there once roads are blocked off and people are milling about everywhere.
Right. So that's going to be that'll be a fun day. We're looking forward to that, and like I said, having that opportunity to honor those veterans.
Memorial Day is a somber day.
So.
Where we observe.
Yeah.
I know people who, you know, say, Happy Memorial Day. What are you talking about? It's a remembrance.
And that's what we're doing.
An important day. It's going to be a somber day, but it's going to be a good day.
Yes. Yep.
I'm just trying to keep you from getting in trouble.
All right. I appreciate that.
Because I get it, so I might as well pass along what I've learned through the years. And you got your big truck show coming up. That just really started off as... like a half a day or a little morning thing that was the little truck engine that could and just keeps going.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's we get a good turnout for it. People enjoy it and appreciate it. So we have the committee that plans it, and as long as they're willing to keep working on it, we keep going with it. You know, we added the light parade at night. The trucks, you know, turn on all their lights and blow their horns and do a parade through town. So that's been a very positive event as well.
Kids and big kids.
Oh, so yes. Big kids get to have some fun with the big toys.
All right. And that is coming up June 13th, if they're setting their calendar, for the truck show.
Yes.
11 a.m. to 9 p.m., so it is all day.
It is an all-day event. The trucks at 9 will leave the downtown streets and line up for the parade for anyone who's staying for the parade.
Music, there's all kinds of other stuff going on.
Yeah, there's so all kinds of kid events. There's music, and
there's a lot of vendors with truck goods that are out there that show you t-shirts and all the other stuff that for all the names, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
That truckers love to have, the hats and everything else. So.
And some truck toys for the kids.
Yeah. Daddy, I want.
Yes, you hear that several times that day.
Do you?
Yes.
Hopefully they're not looking at the big rig. Now you're going to have a food truck fest?
We are. This is a new event this year that was started by one of our chamber board members.
And is it exactly what I'm thinking it is? There's going to be food trucks coming from all over with their goods? And
you are correct. They are going to be down at Lincoln Park, which is the beach, on that Friday afternoon and evening. We're having a band coming in that evening for music. And that day we also have the Palm Bike Tour coming into town. And they are anticipating 500 to 700 bicyclists. So
you said you believed it was Pedal Across Lower Michigan.
It's Pedal Across Lower Michigan is what
because
Palm stands for. Yes.
Is what Lower Michigan is.
Yes.
But they're going to end up in Harbor Beach. It's going to be the final stop of their day, and hopefully they get there by the end of the day, and they're not back by winds, weather, or whatever.
Yeah. Yep. But
they are heading for Harbor Beach, and you may see a lot of pedal bicycles in town.
Yes. So. So we'll see how this new event goes. Like I said, we're always looking to add some new exciting things or change things up to what people want and kind of stay with the times.
Have you had a good response thus far? Are people signing up for? Because the food trucks, you know, I'm sure they have commitments and they want to get into a schedule.
Right, right.
And beyond that, there's a lot of specialty foods out there that they do. And we think of it, we think, hot dogs and, you know, give me fries and stuff from the fair. But some of these things are really gourmet.
Oh, absolutely. I believe the current number is 6 trucks that have committed to being there for sure.
And this is the first year. And this is the first year. So, again, the word's got to spread. So,
right.
But if they are fantastic eats, the word will spread. Believe me, this is Huron County. If there's good food, people will come.
People will come for food. But no, this people have been asking for food trucks and stuff, so we decided to go ahead and give it a try.
And is there everything you need at the park there? They usually need power and water and all that other kind of stuff.
Food trucks are typically self-contained.
Oh.
So, but there is water and power at the beach. So the band will be using
the juice.
A little bit of it, yeah.
Okay.
But there's bathrooms, of course, and things for people to use.
Very good.
So.
And then, of course, the Maritime Festival. That's, it's, I hate to say biggie because they're all becoming biggies, but it's your premier one that started it all, it seems.
It is. It's our biggest one. It's our longest event. You know, it's a full 3 days plus a couple of evenings. It's actually starting on Wednesday this year. The hospital's doing their 5K on Wednesday evening instead of Saturday morning.
Oh.
So we're going to start Wednesday evening and then roll into Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So.
And a lot of it happens right on the beach, Lincoln Park Beach.
Almost all of it is right at the beach. The car show is at the Murphy Museum, as well as the craft show.
Do you have, last year you had like a lighted flotilla or something? Is that stuff coming
back? We did have our first ever lighted boat parade last year in the harbor, and we are doing that again.
I heard comments on that was really beautiful out on the water.
It really was. And so I talked to the chairperson of that the other day, and he's pretty excited about growing it this year and having more boats out there for it. And it was fantastic to see last year.
Well, and again, your first time, people are seeing what's being done and they get their own ideas, and by the next year you get more.
Yeah, because you heard a lot of that afterwards. They're like, oh, well, we could have done that, or next year we'll have to get into that.
Well, it's much easier now. You have the LED lights that don't take a lot of power. You've got power inverters for your boat anyway, so there you go.
We even had a canoe that put lights on it and did it.
Really? On the paddles, too?
Yep, they paddled their all the way around the harbor, so.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So, but that's it doesn't have a motor, so we do get special permission from the Coast Guard to have non-motorized vehicles after dark on the lake.
But for the most part, these are just people's boats.
Yeah, that they'll just put Christmas lights on or whatever and tootle around. It was neat. And I guess if you don't understand it, you'll have to come check it out and see what it is.
Great. And then it's AgVenture Day. Again, one of the things that started off a little small and, again, just took off.
Yeah, we're making plans for that, and it's going to be August 1st this year. It's a week earlier than normal because Fair Week has changed. Couldn't hardly have AgVenture Day during Fair Week. So.
See, these are the problems you come across because you don't want competition drawing people in two different directions.
Right.
And it's very difficult in the summer to do that in the thumb because every community has something going on at certain times, and there's always going to be some, but you...
Right, you try to keep it to a minimum.
And you try to keep it to where the people who would be coming to your event may not be as interested in what they're doing and vice versa, so they're drawing different crowds.
So August 1st is our AgVenture Day event this year, And then our Biakathon is moved to the second week, August 8th.
So the Agventure Day, instead of trucks and instead of some, you have farm equipment and stuff
yes.
out there too?
Yes.
See the big combines before they get into the field? And this past year, you could have had it the end of
yeah.
October and
so with it,
in the fields.
Right, but with it being a week earlier this year, I mean, we may be a little more limited on combines depending on where they're at in harvest. So we'll have to work with that as the day gets closer.
Yeah, you gotta make it while the sun shines.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay. And then we're down back to salsa testing and all of that stuff in the Harvest Festival.
Harvest Festival, yeah.
With the chili cook-off and a car giveaway. But you also have just events coming up, you know, through the summer at the beach, don't you? You have like music and movies.
We do. We
and
do.
That it just to draw people down, even on the weekends that you don't have a big splash going on.
Right.
It's still something that if you're in the area and camping or whatever, you want to see an outdoor movie with your kids, reminiscent of my days at the drive-in, which they don't have anymore. So, you know.
Yeah, we do. We have four different nights that we're going to have movies down by the beach, and then there's five nights that will be music. So we'll have bands at the beach.
And I assume the movies are family-friendly.
Yes,
yes. Down there and again, you make it an experience.
Exactly. So, and of course, you know, the concessions down there offer popcorn and all that fun stuff. So,
popcorn at a movie?
Imagine that. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, so they are just some fun activities and gives people something to go do or go visit with other people. There is a lot of socializing that goes on, especially during the music, the bands and things. You see people wandering around just talking, which is great for the community environment.
How you bond a community together.
That's right.
It's to socialize, get together. Well, terrific. You've got a whole slate full of things coming up this year. How do people get involved if they want to help you put all this stuff on? Because you know, you can't have three people doing it all. It may seem like at times,
it takes a lot of volunteers, and they're the ones that make it all happen. And so, I mean, I thank them from the bottom of my heart for doing what they do and putting the time in that they do. Anyone who wants to help can call City Hall and leave me a message if they would like. I know on the Maritime website, there's a place that you can volunteer on there that you can fill out a little form. So, yeah, we always are looking for more help. And we're looking into for Maritime this year to add some teen events for high schoolers.
Oh.
At least one, maybe two. But anyway, so we'll definitely need somebody to help with those events as well. So I have a survey of going out with the high school kids right now. And
dances at the school maybe or something that
well, it's something that would happen at Maritime. Oh. So just events, activities for teenagers to do instead of just adults or just the little kids. So I'm getting some great response back from that.
Excellent. So. And that's what you get from fresh people.
Yes.
New ideas.
Yes.
Especially if they've come from another area where something else went on and they thought that was great and maybe it'll
right,
tweak and work
exactly.
Here.
So, okay.
One thing I didn't see on your list, I'm going to ask about it. I hope
okay.
I'm not getting myself into trouble here. In the past, they had like races going down Trescott Street. Has that kind of gone by the way?
Yeah, no. They are having the derby cart races.
That's the one you're talking
yes,
about.
That is the weekend after Maritime.
Okay.
I believe it's July 18th would be that Saturday. So yes, they will be having those kart races again. The American Legion puts that on.
Everyone thinks only Vassar has the hill. You have a big hill on Trescott.
On Trescott.
That goes down to the water.
Yes, and they use it well. Yes.
Did you use that other times? Didn't you like watermelons or pumpkins rolling down at a time?
Not recently.
Yeah, but you've done that in the past because it does have enough steep incline.
It does. It does.
To keep things going.
Yes. So, but there is information on the website under the Derby cart race.
If you're
yes.
interested in that, it'll tell you how to make the cart. So
the rules and everything are there.
And then you have to register and all that other
correct.
Stuff.
Yes.
Terrific. A whole lot of things going on in Harbor Beach. And if you want to, go to the Harbor Beach Chamber or the city site. That'll take you to a location on the web that'll have all these things spelled
right.
out.
Right. Exactly. The calendar on both websites has all the events listed on it with some details. And then
some numbers if you want to get involved.
Yes.
If you want to participate in certain events, you may have to register so they know how many teams or anything are coming around. So
right.
There you go.
Right.
thanks for your help. Hope you get a good turnout again this Saturday. Super Saturday, and we put the emphasis on soup, S-O-U-P, because you're going to have 14 of them around town for people to sample and enjoy.
Yes, so we hope everyone's able to come and join us and do some winter socializing and have some fun and enjoy some soup tasting.
It's a time in Harbor Beach where everybody doesn't smell like coconut from the sunlight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Our guest today on the program has been Kelly Jo Ossentoski, Harbor Beach Community Promotions Director. Again, this Saturday, 1st of February, is the Super Saturday. And it's going to be from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Start at the Visitor Center, pick up your ballot. It's like $3, I believe she said, to register. And you go around to all the sites, pick the best one you want, turn the ballot in. They pick a winner, and out of all the people who voted, they pick a winner as well to get a basket, a soup basket of goodies. So you could walk away with a basket, and you will definitely walk away with a full belly.
Yes, you will. Thanks for having me.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Keep it right here.